Maybe a chino. Now listen, this is, I'm so excited about this, but I do believe that you are going to stick around a bit today and take part in the official chart on Radio 1.
Basically, Greg isn't good enough, so we've been roped into dirt.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, it's been said.
Here's Greg, everyone.
This is a fascinating chat. I'm very much enjoying it.
If you were listening in your car right now, you would be like, wow, that's, I wasn't expecting that.
I think you'd be freaking out and not quite sure whether it was actually happening.
Yeah.
But would you mind doing a bit of the official chart with me?
Not at all. If you have us, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to.
Has this been an ambition of yours both to do the official chart?
No, I don't think that's been an ambition of mine.
But it's one of the oldest sort of radio shows in the whole world.
You must have listened to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I listened to the chart, definitely. It used to be on Sundays, didn't it?
It used to be on Sundays, moved to Fridays.
Yeah.
Have you ever cared about who's number one this week?
Well, last week, wasn't it? Or 2 weeks ago, Ed Sheeran seemed to occupy the entire slot.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Then Harry Styles came in, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think we should say well done in advance, Adele, for the London Marathon on Sunday.
Thanks, Scott.
I know that you have a lot of support, obviously, but from everyone, from your family and friends and from all of us here at Radio 1, so well done. It's a great thing you're doing.
You've got this survival pack there as well.
I can't wait to have a look inside.
Yeah, well,
what is inside?
Okay. It turns out there's water in there, which I think, I'm pretty hoping you're going to get that on Sunday anyway.
So the Duke and Duchess have handed Adele a survival pack. I do think we should open it.
Let's see what's in it. Yeah, so I do have a banana.
Excellent.
It's a royal banana.
Royal banana there with a crest on.
Royal mug. There we go.
Everything's going to be royal that comes out.
Royal orange juice.
Yeah. At least that's what you think it is. Yeah. I hope that's what it is.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what? Everyone's been asking me for these.
Orange colour.
Heads together headband. And all the runners are going to be wearing these.
That's such a good point. I meant to mention that as well. Yeah. On the marathon, we're all going to wear, all the runners are going to hopefully wear the headbands.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and break the world record for the amount of headbands worn in public. So.
Yes. Oh, I've seen you with the picture of the headbands this week. Yes.
Hang on, just one more thing. And if maybe William wants to look at your texts that are coming in at the moment.
I really don't want to do that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't read it out loud.
Oh, no. What's he doing, Adele?
Oh.
So we're okay.
There's some royal lube that's been handed to
Adele. We're okay. We're all right.
Okay, that's the chafing.
Why are those texts coming in, by the way?
Because
I don't understand.
Okay, here's the thing. We were saying earlier about, we have a Welsh news reader called Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were saying earlier that at the water stations on Sunday on the London Marathon, not only do you can grab some bottles of baby oil, but you can also grab, and this is how Stefan pronounced it,
pots of lube.
So there you are, your very own oil.
Thank you very
just
much.
Just to clarify, that is Vaseline.
Yes.
That is definitely that.
Which is also available.
I have to clarify that.
Yeah. Well, this has been the highlight of my career, so thank you very much. You guys know how to count backwards from 40, right?
We'll find out in a second.
You'll be fine. I'm just going to jump out of the chair and let Greg take over. So, here is the official chart with Greg James and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Okay, now, good afternoon. I won't keep you because I know you're very, very busy. So what I've done is I've actually typed it out as a script for you both. I've highlighted your own parts. If that's okay. So I'll just hand those over.
Yeah, sure.
I've highlighted it like a school play script.
Cool.
Okay.
I think it's quite simple.
Now how's your chart voice? Because I have to change my voice for the chart. It has to be, this is the official chart. So it's got to be quite, quite authoritative. Actually, you are quite authoritative anyway. So let's just start, shall we? Okay, so the official chart begins.
3, 2, 1. Now,
this is
the official chart with Greg James
and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Go.
It's Friday, the 21st of April. It's 4 p.m. and this is a very special official chart.
Between now and 5:45 p.m. we'll bring you all the big stories, new entries, high climbers and of course the top 10 in full.
It's a huge battle again for number one this week, so let's see who the contenders are.
Last week, Harry Styles went straight to number one with his debut single. Sign off the times, can he do it again?
Let's just enjoy this for a second. I'll cue you in, William.
Or will Ed Sheeran reclaim that top spot? He had 13 weeks at number one with Shape of You before Harry came along and spoilt his Easter. Sounds familiar.
Maybe it's turn of Clean Bandit, who has spent 4 weeks in the top 10 with Symphony. Could they finally do it?
Wow. I'm going to be out of a job soon. Is that okay? Yep. Are you happy?
Absolutely.
It's easy, really, isn't it?
Easy, easy. I don't know what all the fuss is about.
Exactly, right? So people, someone writes that for me every single week. I haven't learned it properly off my heart. I still have to have it written down. Okay, so let's begin the official chart. And I feel that there's one more line for you there, William.
There is. We'll be back with Greg to reveal the number one just before 5:45 this afternoon. But to begin at number 40, this is Ed Sheeran with New Man on the official chart on Radio 1.
40.
So Clean Bandit and Zara Larsson's Symphony is up two places, which means Ed Sheeran has gone back to number one. Now, you're a fan of Ed Sheeran, right?
Yes, I am a fan of Ed Sheeran.
So this is a nice number one for you?
Yeah, lovely, lovely number one.
Okay, so Shape of You has gone back to number one. So that means a total of 14 weeks at number one. It equals Queen's total for Bohemian Rhapsody. That's a pretty big song.
Wow, that is amazing, yeah.
Pretty big song. Okay, so on the Queen's birthday, this is the official number one. So please, without further ado, please announce the number one to the UK.
So number one is Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Now, this is the UK's official number one.
Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, thank you so much for being on the official chart today.
Thank you, Greg, for having us.
Thank you so much.
When I'm on holiday, would you mind stepping in?
To be honest, we probably could do a better job.
The club is the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping.